What if President Obama personally threw the mayor of Chicago out?
He will be leaving his post today to explore other opportunities.
And replaced him with his own chief of staff, a loyal, ruthless presidential henchman, say, Rahm Emanuel.
What I do is I focus on getting what the president needs done.
That's not how things actually go down in the U.S. Mayor Richard Daley stepped down voluntarily, and Daley's hardly appointing the new mayor. In fact, according to the old mayor, Emanuel doesn't have any advantages as far as he's concerned.
I'm not appointing somebody. I'm not blessing somebody. I'm not giving any type of wink or anything like that. They will make the decision, and the people will make the decision.
No matter what happens in Chicago, there'll always be plenty of statues and buildings and plazas, though, with the name Daley on them.
But in Russia, it's a whole different world. The new mayor in Moscow is a former chief of staff, Vladimir Putin's chief of staff, Sergei Sobyanin, appointed by President Medvedev to replace the man he did throw out, 18-year veteran mayor of Moscow, Yuri Lushkov. And one of the first jobs will be to erase the Lushkov legacy.
Мы без основания какие-то заявления, какие-то обещания москвичам.
Обсуждается план переноса памятника Петру Первому.
Lushkov, the not-so-great's legacy, begins and perhaps ends with a giant statue. It's the enormous statue of Peter the Great in Moscow when it was put up in 1997. The statue is taller than the Statue of Liberty and heavier, 600 tons of stainless steel, bronze, and copper.
Tsar Peter stands behind the wheel of a frigate, wearing a toga and clutching a golden scroll, and this massive structure rests on an artificial island on the River Moscow. Thing is, Peter never liked the city, and the city doesn't much like him.
That's the ugliest statue of the ends of the 20th century.
It's awful.
It's pretty disgusting. We don't really like it. It's huge. It's not on its place. It's kind of an eyesore.
And it may be coming down. Kind of a tradition in Russia, the dismantling of statues.
When Soviet leaders denounced Joseph Stalin as a despot in the 1950s, most of the Stalin statues in the country disappeared. And when the Soviet Union itself was falling apart 3 decades later, crowds came out onto the streets and brought down other communist statues. Pavel Kuznetsov is from the National Museum of Architecture.
I remember 1991, where statue of Comrade Dzerzhinsky was removed.
The founder of the KGB.
The founder of KGB, yes, and it was like a symbolic act of saying goodbye to the previous epoch.
And all of this makes the business of being a sculptor in Moscow a little rough.
In his gallery, sculptor Zurab Tseretelli, the man who made Peter the Great, shows off his work. Mayor Lushkov playing tennis, Vladimir Putin in a judo costume. Is Tseretelli sensitive about having his work melted down for so many Kalashnikov bullets?
The trouble is, we've got so many crazy people in Russia today, you can't keep track of them all. They're all schizophrenics and madmen. They get a bit tired and go bonkers. I try not to take any notice. I'm an artist. I know what I'm doing, and I will continue doing it.
When Moscow gets its new mayor this week, it'll be up to him to decide if Peter stays, or whether the Tsar and his ship should sail away into architectural oblivion. That's the Russian way of doing things.
Meanwhile, back in Chicago, the people of that city have a different set of choices, according to the man who has been called the Windy City's president for life, outgoing mayor Richard Daley.
They can have a woman mayor, a black mayor, a gay mayor. They can have any type of mayor they want.
We complain a lot in the USA in politics. Maybe we shouldn't.
Back to the same old place, my sweet home, Chicago.
Imagine an artist in Moscow complaining about schizophrenics and madmen. The nerve. We thank our folks at the BBC for some of the tape from that story. It's great. Express your freedom on The Takeaway. Go get our new iPhone and iPad app. Be a part of a special project on all kinds of democratic issues, including campaign reform. You can use the app, take a photo or video of something that's convincing you who to vote for. Maybe it's an ad, foreclosed home, your medical bill, picture of Rahm Emanuel having a town meeting in Chicago. Upload it to us all through our iPhone and iPad app. Available on thetakeaway.org.